We're here at Lee County High School with Coach Burton Cates. Coach, I have to first say it's a pleasure to meet you. 28 seasons at East Randolph, and now their field is named in your honor. Now, coming over to Lee County 8 years ago, read a lot of material, and I appreciate your modesty, but all you seem to do is win everywhere you go. What seems to be the secret of doing that?
Well, you know, it's not anything that Burton Cates did, I can tell you, and I'm sincere about that. The one thing I do, we have priorities that we emphasize to our team and our coaching staff. We want to keep those priorities in line. We want to surround ourselves with good people, and I think our assistant coaches are the best in the state. We just, you know, try to emphasize to our players that to be successful, you've got to be a good person. When it gets to the time that we need you the most in the playoff and in big games, usually people with good character, they relish the moment and really embrace it and want to be successful. That's what we try to do, is surround ourselves with really great people.
Coach, you're coming off the most successful season in program history here at Lee County. 12-2 last year and losing in a shootout to Jacksonville in the state semifinals. How does this team at this point compare to last year's?
It's hard to compare in August with the team from last year, and what we did last year was special. It was needless to say the school has been here as Lee County High School, I think, since 1978. To win 12 grand games, the most in 1 year, is really an accomplishment. So I can say we've got 9 starters back on defense, which, you know, is
nothing
but good things there. Had they sat around and let people pat them on the back since January and really not focused on what they needed to do around the coaching staff, they've been great. They have worked very hard in the weight room. They feel an urge for unfinished business, so to speak. And so, as we tell them, you know, why not us again? So we've got a good group of seniors. Offensively, we return 7 starters. So we've got some experience coming back. We've got our kicker, punter returning. So we've got a lot of pieces. Now, we're replacing a quarterback that is not with us now. He graduated. He's a walk-on at state. 165 pounds. You never thought he'd win 20 football games in 2 years, but he surely did. And so we've got to replace him.
How does that transition going, Coach, and who is the replacement?
Well, the replacement right now is Colin Johnson. He's a sophomore. He's taking the job on his shoulders. We like what we've seen so far from him. We feel confident with him. And we've got some playmakers around him. Jameer Smith, our running back, rushed for right at 2,200 yards last year. Committed to Notre Dame 2 weeks ago.
Did he really? Yeah. So he is committed to Notre Dame.
He is a Fighting Irish. And so
it's not a bad guy to have in your backfield.
No, but everybody knows that. And so we've got to find other playmakers. And that's the key to the puzzle early in the season.
Coach, you've got a 2,100-yard rusher in Jameer Smith. And there's no secret to any team that if they're going to beat you, they're going to have to stop him. So what do you do to get him the ball when so many people are keying on him?
You know, I think the thing is we've got some other people that can make some plays for us. And misdirection and so forth with motion and moving him around a little bit will help him immensely. The question mark going in is probably our offensive line. We've got 2 starters back there. We've got 3 new people. It's going to take a while for them to gel.
Coach, it's been a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you. Thank you for coming down here and spending time with us.
That was Coach Burton Cates of the Lee County Yellow Jackets. We'll be back in 30 seconds as our pregame tailgate show continues here at Northwood High School.